Welcome to World Cafe, words and music from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye, and Nada Surf join us today on the World Cafe with a set drawn from their new all-covers album, If I Had a Hi-Fi, and recorded on stage at World Cafe Live. Nada Surf formed in 1991 with high school friends Matthew Cause and Daniel Lorca at the core. The band recorded a major label album and even had a hit of sorts with the song Popular, but interestingly, their real success has come since they went indie. Before we get to their live set, I sat down with the band to ask about the process of selecting the songs to cover on If I Had a Hi-Fi, and wondered if extensive record listening went into it.
Kinda. I mean, a lot of it was done without having to turn the stereo on, but there was, you know, we got together at Daniel's apartment a couple of times and had some drinks and put on some records and talked about it and, you know, had our definites and then our maybes and then our possibly nots, etc. The impetus for doing it is very small, and that is, we'd never thought of doing one, but Louis Lino, the sometimes keyboard player, sometimes co-producer, he's got this studio down in Austin, which is a great place called Resonate, but he's getting there off the ground, and it's doing quite well now. But at the time, this is a couple of years ago, we had one tour left, and he'd done a few tours on Lucky. We had one tour left, and said, hey Louis, because the dates are blah, 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 November, whatever, can you do it? He's like, well, no, I should really stay here and take care of the studio. And so we're like, well, can we give you a raise? He's like, that wouldn't really help. You know what would help is if you made a record here. Yeah. And so I have to crunch the, you know, like think about it really fast and go, well, like making a whole next record, that's a big commitment. How about a covers record? He's like, that'll do. I'm like, all right, we'll do it. And so there was, the promise was made, and he upheld his part of the bargain and came out on tour. And in September, we went down there for 3 weeks and upheld our end of the bargain. Right. So that's what it was.
Somebody has attached the adjectives inspired and casual to this record. And I like that because it is kind of inspired in the choice of material and the approach. It doesn't seem like you worried these songs too much.
That was part of the thing. We didn't want to overthink it and go through a long extracted process. We just wanted to like sort of reinvent them as if they were our own.
Right. And that's what's great about it, because I wouldn't say that too many of these are too well known. There's a portion of my generation that knows Question by Moody Blues, but not the way you do it. And a lot of these other songs, you know, if you're a Spoon fan, you know Agony of Lafitte. Mm-hmm. But some of them, for instance, the first song we got to hear is this song, Electrocution, mm-hmm. which is a Bill Fox song. Now, number one, you're going to have to tell people who Bill Fox is.
Yes.
And then, if you do know Bill Fox, you may not know Electrocution.
Yeah, that's right. Really off the charts one.
That's right, because it was just on that one comp.
Right.
I stayed up all night listening to
records. Now, who is Bill Fox?
He is a singer, songwriter, rocker, electric acoustic guy from Cleveland, Ohio, who was in a band called The Mice. A long time ago, and then made solo records, a couple that came out on Spin Art, but he is not so much on the radar. He's not very well known at all, and also there's nothing about him online, and both Ira and I had read this article in The Believer about him. It was kind of like a quest to find the guy and found his brother.
Yeah.
He's really not very...
Yeah, he's very reclusive, doesn't want to be in the spotlight at all, and he's a fantastically brilliant, evocative songwriter.
We're talking with Nada Surf about If I Had a Hi-Fi, which is their new album of covers, and we're going to hear some of the covers and some original tunes on stage at World Cafe Live in just a bit. Speaking of covers, you guys out on tour, and you're doing, a couple bands have done this, and it seems to work really well for fans, and I'm wondering how it works for bands, which is this idea of covering albums start to finish.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, we are doing... We did last week, but three nights, we're doing three records on consecutive nights in consecutive clubs. And right now out on tour, what's fun is that we're able to do, we have a wider song selection to pick from because we had to learn those records. So we learned the last three. The idea had been floated a while ago for doing like our first three, but at the time, I think we were too busy doing other things and there wasn't enough break. And plus, actually, the truth is that there are some songs on the first and second record that are really hard for me to figure out. I've been trying.
You didn't like them, but you just started to figure out.
No, I don't know how to play them anymore. And I'm thinking I've become a little more Mel Bay as time goes by and concentrated more on other things. So I'm not making up as many of the super wacky chords. But maybe we'll, you know, now that we've done this, we'll probably learn the first two and do those too. It's really fun. It's fun for us because it's like time travel. You go back to this period where you were all about that bunch of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess as you go along, the songs you do from any given album, they get fewer and fewer in the set.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you going to do as you're out on tour for If I Had a Hi-Fi? Are you going to play most of these songs? Or
I think like half. It's going to be like half of them, roughly, you know? Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But so far, we're doing about half of them.
Well, we're going to go to the stage of World Cafe Live, and you guys begin with a great go-between song. And, you know, when I think of Not a Surf, I really get tied up into the guitar sound of this band, and I absolutely love it. But the go-betweens, you got to have great vocals, and you guys sound great on this.
Oh, thanks so much. Thank you. Thank you, yeah.
So let's go to the stage of World Cafe Live. This is Love Goes On.
Yeah.
Not a Surf finishing up their set live at World Cafe Live with Electrocution, a song by Bill Fox, who was in the Cleveland band called The Mice in the 80s. Not a Surf were big fans, and they picked that tune for their new album, If I Had a Hi-Fi. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. We thank you for spending your time with the World Cafe.